Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Do you think letters are more thoughtful and special than text messages? Well, with OnPost rolling out digital stamps, is now perhaps the time to revive old school letter writing? Novelist Ali Bunbury is passionate about the art of letter writing and the romance of receiving a letter from a loved one in the post. And she joins us now to tell us more about it. You're very welcome to the programme, Ali, this evening. I know you wrote about your love of letter writing for the Irish Times. So maybe you could just tell us what's so special about it.
Well, you know, I've been letter writing since I could hold a pencil. My mum really wanted us to say thank you properly. And I can just remember the satisfaction of even literally before I could spell, I'd scribble a little picture. I remember my mum writing the address on the envelope, would stuff it into the postbox. And I just felt so good. And I've been doing that, feeling that sense of satisfaction the whole way. And now I think there is such a renaissance in motion. I feel like it's a letter writing movement. To receive a letter or card just makes people feel so special because it does require more effort and, you know, more thought than a text message or an email.
And why do you think there's a renaissance in it?
I think people are probably... It gets, you know, people get so tired of being online. And I think maybe during the lockdown, people were doing a lot more journaling. That became very fashionable. And also there was a renaissance, I think, also in stationers. That some amazing letter writing material is popping up around the country. For example, there's a place in Wicklow called the Plunkett Press, and that's online, and they're actually personalising stationery. Mm. I've heard of businesses who are now gifting their staff and clients personalised stationery rather than bottles of wine or vouchers. So I would just encourage people to grab a pen, let your thoughts flow onto the page, and put your letter into a gorgeous envelope, download the stamp on OnPost, and then bingo, you'll feel so good and hopefully you'll receive a letter in return.
Ali, I wholeheartedly agree with you. I think it's absolutely beautiful to write the note and more importantly to receive the note as well. But I think if people were listening to us now, of maybe people under 30 or 35, dare I say it, or less, they would say that those people on the radio are crazy.
You know what? If they realised that, you know, how it feels to actually think of love letters, think of the romance, think of the handwriting. Mm. There's nothing quite like it. I don't know. I think the journaling has really helped to bring back the letter writing because it's the tangibility of it. And the postman, only this morning I was chatting with our postman. He can see a big uptake in, you know, as he's delivering letters.
Hang on a second now, Ali. Now I know where you're so pro letters. You must have received numerous love letters in your own time.
I have to say, I've received one or two in my time.
Go on, tell
all.
And
I've kept them.
I've kept them.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got a big trunk. I actually think the keeping letters, because you've got the different addresses where you've lived over time. So it's almost like a paper trail. It's almost like a diary. But, you know, the thing is, emails are fabulous and so are text messages. But you can't, you know, you delete them, but a letter you will have forever. And the feeling
cherish,
of the gorgeous paper.
I'm so sorry, Ali,
to interrupt. But Cormac is being such a hypocrite here. We talked on this programme around Christmas time about sending Christmas cards to people. And he was arguing that text messages would be fine.
No, here he is talking about cherishing letters. A love letter, Sarah. You obviously don't know anything about it. Myself and Ali are completely at idem on this.
A love letter is completely different. Love letter is different.
Tell her, Ali. Tell her the benefit of a love letter.
I was going to say, do you know, I mean, you know what it's like if you receive a postcard. I mean, people rarely send postcards these days from holiday, but to receive, if you're not feeling well, you're feeling a bit down, or the other way, something fabulous has happened. When somebody says thank you, or I'm so sorry, or something by text message, that's lovely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But to actually receive it, and especially if it's you know, a card that's nicely written. It doesn't the writing doesn't matter. The handwriting doesn't matter.
I was going to ask you about that.
We're dealing with a Philistine, Ali, I'm afraid.
Oh, God. I was going to ask you about the handwriting because my handwriting is horrendous. I can't seem to control my right hand anymore when it comes to trying to make the words. No. I don't know, is it a journalist thing?
We're all the same because we're on our laptops most of the time. But it actually doesn't matter. In fact, sometimes it's half the fun. I've got somebody who I write often to, and it takes me about 30 minutes to decipher. In fact, it's almost like a game with my husband to decipher what on earth she means. But you can get the gist, and it's almost part of the character. And once the address on the envelope is halfway decent. And, the postmen seem to be talented about getting things from A to B with, the randomest address. But the handwriting doesn't matter. The spelling doesn't matter. People worry about what am I going to say, the content. But if you just let your heart, run onto the pen and get it onto the paper, once it's sincere, there is nothing more sincere than writing a letter.
Okay, and we have no excuses, I suppose, anymore, because one of the things that would always get me is that I have everything ready to go and then realise I have no stamps and then you have to go up to the post office and buy the little book of stamps or whatever. But that's not an issue anymore.
No, but that's precisely why I was prompted to write the article, because I'm such a procrastinator. I think I want to say thank you to somebody, but it can literally take me days to get the writing paper in front of me. And then once I finally get the words onto the page, I go to my purse. Where is the stamp? I'm sure there was one there. There isn't. And then the letter will literally sit on the kitchen table for maybe another week. And I feel so guilty about it. And then finally, I get to the post office. But this way, this digital stamp just cuts out that hurdle.
Okay. Well, you make a very good case for it. We've one text here from a listener saying, I found an old bag of letters from my time in boarding school over 20 years ago. Letters from my friends and old boyfriends, some of whom have since passed. It's such a gift to find them. It's like stepping back in time. And I suppose that really is the key to it, isn't it? Stuff that you really can keep in a way that maybe you wouldn't even with emails and particularly with text messages. Ali, listen, it's lovely to talk to you. Thank you very much for joining us. That's novelist Ali Burnbury. And you can text us your thoughts on that to 51551.